I have a very special guest in with me this morning. Her name is Michelle Miller. She is familiar to many of you as a radio show host on Thursdays. However, she also has a other life. Speaking of dual lives, the way Cree was just talking about with farming, Michelle is also the program coordinator for Lutheran Social Service. Michelle, thank you for coming in here this morning and sharing with listeners something about your other life.
Well, thank you, Katja. Yeah, this chair is really comfortable. I don't sit in this chair very
often.
That is
the guest chair. That's the super comfy
yes,
one.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much for being willing to let me talk about Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota. It's a program that's been around, or an organization that's been around in the state of Minnesota for 156 years.
Ooh, I had no idea.
Right? Neither did I.
Yeah.
So I've been in this position for just about a year and a half. And, you know, when I get into something, I got to do all my research and know what I'm talking about. And, yeah, I'm stumbling across, well, not stumbling, but deep diving into the history. And it's... It started near Red Wing in a little church, a Vasa church, and a family's home had burned down, and their children were orphaned. So the church took them in, and from that, I'm getting chills, from that, an orphanage, the first orphanage in Minnesota was started.
What year was that?
156 years.
Okay. Yeah, 18, yeah, so.
Right, yep, so in the late 1800s. And then that just kind of morphed into different services, and then Lutheran groups got together, and more services were added, and programs filling the gaps and the needs of the community. And now we're statewide, and we provide 105 different programs statewide. Everything from financial counseling to adoption services, refugee services, veterans, lots of programs for veterans. And while I'm doing this work, it's really interesting, Katja, that I come across either clients that I work with or other people in the community that say, you know, Lutheran Social Service, I adopted my child from them. Or I received financial services 10 years ago when I was going through a rough time, and they totally, you know, have helped me out. And, yeah, so it's kind of like a quiet behind the scenes. I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people have heard of Lutheran Social Service.
I feel like it's definitely a
yeah, it's like United
backdrop.
Way or Red Cross, and you just don't realize how deep-rooted it is in the community. So that's it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I do, there's something quintessentially Minnesotan about it, too, and so I have to ask, how much has it, I mean, it began probably with some people who were Lutherans. Is it still have a distinctly Lutheran flavor, and what does that mean, or is it...
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yep, the church that started the orphanage was obviously Lutheran, and then other Lutheran congregations came together, and they realized that they were not able to provide the services at that level with only including congregations, and so...
In true Lutheran fashion, they spread themselves out and said,
right, exactly.
It's okay if you're not a Lutheran.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, this was early, like in the 1950s, I believe, where, you know, it was decided that, you know, we need some help and let's make this into an organization. And Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota was born. And then as our programs grew and there was different needs, we connected with AmeriCorps, and specifically AmeriCorps seniors. And
AmeriCorps seniors meaning older people who are working for AmeriCorps.
Exactly.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
There is. It's 55 and older. And this program was started, a foster grandparent, because really the basis of Lutheran Social Service, obviously because it started with an orphanage, the focus has really been on children, but now it's for all people to live full, abundant lives in the community that they work and live. So AmeriCorps started a program in the 60s for individuals of retirement age to keep them in the workforce. You know, they may have been retired from their full-time professional job, but as we know, that doesn't usually cut it.
Right, and just to stay with purpose and
stay
useful and earning a bit of a paycheck.
Exactly. And to, right, yeah, nicely said. Yep. To be still engaged in the community, but not at a full-time level as a job. So this foster grandparents was started to mentor students one-on-one in hospitals. And the volunteers receive a small stipend and a portion of mileage reimbursement. And so then that foster grandparent grew as now we're in schools and daycares, any place where there are children who need one-on-one mentoring. And then in that process in the 70s, another portion of AmeriCorps seniors started senior companion program, because as seniors being productive and engaged in the community, they were finding that there were seniors that needed assistance to live full, abundant lives and be independent in their community. So senior companion program started with volunteers being matched with a individual, we call them clients, that need a friendly visitor, need that socialization, that are isolated, that, and now it's really morphed into rides to doctor's appointments and grocery shopping. And so there's actually two programs that I coordinate, and that's the foster grandparent program, connecting volunteers with schools, and senior companion program, connecting volunteers with individuals who could benefit from having some one-on-one friendly companion.
Yeah, that sounds like two different but really both
ends of the spectrums.
Right, but great vision. And also just, it does many things at once, because then you have your people who are seniors but still very active and needing purpose and usefulness, helping or serving, actually, you know, the ones that are just maybe one chapter ahead of them.
Right, exactly. Right. And the beauty of this is that many of the matches, they become friends.
I bet.
And, you know, I have one volunteer who's been with us for almost 20 years. She's 92, I believe. Right? And she's like, Michelle, I just can't do so much driving in the winter anymore. I'm like, dang, girl. Really? No. But she knows her limits. Yeah. So she had 9 clients at one time.
Whoa. So she just spends her, that's what she does.
Well, and she has a big family. And however, the thing with this program is that you're working with older people and they pass away. So she's had 4 pass away since COVID, not necessarily related to COVID, but in the last couple of years. And so, yeah, but not to be a downer, but that's a reality of life.
Absolutely.
But the fact that they become friends and integral part of the family, too. And so, you know, they go to the memorials. The family reaches out to them. They're part of the family, because it's not always that the individuals are alone. It's that, you know, family members may live out of state, or they are still working, or there's needs that they just aren't able to provide all the time. So that's the beauty of the senior companion program.
It is beautiful.
It's a pretty neat, and I just don't willy-nilly match a warm body with a warm body. It's totally on what your interests are, what your schedule is, what an individual's need is, and if you're able to provide that need. And so that's kind of like the fun magic part of my my job, is when you just know you have a perfect match, that these two are going to enjoy each other so much.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And I serve Lake and Cook County and St. Louis County, Duluth, and the surrounding areas. So
that's a big area, Michelle. You've got a lot going on.
Well, I'm kind of used to that. It just kind of seems like, you know, when there's so much need and we're rural,
right?
You know, it doesn't make sense just to focus on one city or one area.
Yeah, are you able to match people up with people in their same town or area generally, so they don't have to drive so far, or do sometimes they end up going pretty far?
Right, and that's, again, finding that perfect match, and that's up to the volunteer. I have a couple who live in Superior, and they come to Duluth. I mean, that's not very far. I have one who lives in Two Harbors, and she visits in Silver Bay and in Duluth, so she's kind of in the middle. But it's completely up to the volunteer of what their needs are.
Yeah. Yep.
And Lutheran Social Service, although we've been around for a long time, we haven't been around the whole state for a long time. There really hasn't been a presence in Lake or Cook County. And so when I took the job a year and a half ago, they had done some reshuffling and added more staff so then I can reach out more to the North Shore and have a presence there. So right now we have three clients in Lake County, one pending in Cook County, and no volunteers to match with those.
So you're on the demand side. You're looking to build your base of volunteers.
Yes, I have 26 on the wait list for the Duluth area alone.
Wow.
And again, it's not about getting them off that wait list as fast as I can. It's matching them so it's going to be a good match. And then on the flip side of that is also foster grandparents that we across the state have had foster grandparents. However, all the AmeriCorps senior programs are AmeriCorps, and different agencies manage and facilitate them. So in Minnesota, it's Lutheran Social Service who facilitate senior companion and foster grandparents. For many, many, many years, Catholic Charity of Superior managed the foster grandparent program in the Duluth area in the northern part of Minnesota. And they weren't able to sustain that anymore. And so Lutheran Social Service applied to take that program over in the North Shore. And so we got the approval for that April of 2020. And we all know what happened then. And so schools were shut down for 2 years. So I'm basically starting from scratch building the foster grandparent program because the volunteer contacts and the school contacts were property of Catholic Charities. And so we didn't have access to that. So I relied on people reaching out. You know, I tried to do a lot of media to build that because we had like 25 volunteers in the schools through Catholic Charity. And okay. I have 8 and 3 pending right now. I have a contract with the Duluth School District that every school in Duluth is willing to have a foster grandparent. And I've talked with Brett Archer at the Mini, and he's interested. It's just last year was crazy trying to get back into the swing of being in school.
Right.
And then, let's add another program.
Right.
So I think we're all kind of settled in now. And so I'm looking for both ends, for partnership sites and for volunteers for both senior companion and foster grandparent. And the criteria for that is to be 55 or older. For senior companion, you do need a mode of transportation, not so much for a foster grandparent. And as I said, the perks are a small stipend and partial mileage reimbursement and training every month to keep you up to speed with what's happening, group meetings, so there is a great social aspect to that as well. And you can, if you'd rather work with young ones, you have foster grandparents. If you want to work with older, you have the senior companions. So there's really something for everybody.
Yeah. Is there a suggested time commitment or about how much time are you committing?
That is an excellent question. Through AmeriCorps, it was 10-hour minimum a week. However, with COVID, and we've kind of kept it at 5 just because we're trying to get acclimated back to how things are going. So we say 5 to 10, and some of my foster grandparents, it's their full-time job. They do 30 hours in the schools, and that is not a requirement.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, and it's very flexible schedule. As I said, it's up to what your schedule can do. I have one senior companion in Duluth that she goes with her companion on Saturday mornings and takes her to her grandson's t-ball games. Doesn't that sound
perfect?
Fun?
Yes.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a variety of really wonderful things. And if you're interested, you can give me a call at 218-529 2280, either in volunteering or if you know of someone who could benefit from our services.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably call you for either side.
Yep, exactly. And but, I can totally get you connected.
But what's really needed right now is volunteers to, right. to be
and a variety. Providing. You know, as I said, I have 26 people on the wait list. And the reason they're not being matched is because it's finding that right match. It's not like they're okay. a difficult, you know,
yeah,
the scheduling right. is so hard or they live, you know, someplace that people don't want to drive that far. It's because their needs are specific. Just finding that right match. So to diversify the pool that we can match individuals with.
Sounds really good. And you've laid it out really nice, Michelle. I hope this interview will be an opportunity for some people to consider it or maybe consider, who do I know that might be mm-hmm. interested in this? There is such an influx of semi-retired, you know, mm-hmm. 50s and 60s couples and individuals into the community up here. And I've got to believe this is going to be a great match for them as well. So hopefully, if you're listening, your brains are ticking about this. And we're out of time, Michelle. Anything else before we cut you out here?
You can always go to our website too, lssmn.org, and see all the different programmings. And as I said, we're statewide. So if you're listening not in our area, if you're streaming live, you can check out programs throughout the state.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming on, Michelle, and telling us about this. I knew I would be inspired, and I am. I just think so glad Lutheran Social Service is coming to, I mean, it has come, and it continues to infiltrate into our communities here. I just have heard nothing but good things about it since I moved to Minnesota about 30 years ago. And so this is yet another iteration of that. Great. So thanks so much, and yep. we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks for your time, Katya.
Yep. Bye-bye. That was Michelle Miller, the program coordinator at Lutheran Social Service for Lake Cook and I think St. Louis County as well. So that was really informative. I hope people really take in what this could mean for us and act on that as they see fit.